going to Mark Gannon and the Toronto Richo man. Pretty emotional win for you in the St. Ledger, Mark.
Oh, look, it's not about the St. Ledger, Pete. The second horse is probably the greatest horse I've ever seen race here, Pete. And he's just a battler, this bloke. And for him to beat a horse as good as the second horse, he's just done a phenomenal effort, the horse. I mean, he's clearly a 10 or 12 lengths better horse, the second horse. So you just can imagine how much he had to dig deep to beat him today.
Yeah.
I'm just so proud of him, Pete.
He's always shown this fighting character, even though he's a, you know, it's very hard to lead away and sort of hold on over, you know, beyond 2,000 metres. He's done it today, and you must be, well, you've already said you're proud of him. Have you always thought he was capable of doing it if he had the right things go his way?
No, look, I honestly didn't. I was really disappointed when I found out Johnny's horse was coming to the St. Ledger, because we earmarked it, 3 months ago for him. We thought it was his race out of season against average stayers, which is what it would have been only for the toppy. I just can't get over the courage and fight that he showed today, and that's just such a great effort for the horse.
All right, mate. Well, what will you do with him now? He's obviously had to dig deep to do this today.
Like I said, I'm just so proud of him today, Pete. I might take him home and put him in the bedroom tonight.
Good on you.
He can nestle in the double bed with us tonight, I reckon.
All right, mate. Well done.
Thanks, mate.